Welcome, nerds. Welcome to the Cold Nerd Show. I'm Steve Trezza.
And I am a hobo today.
You look like a hobo.
I'm trying
you
my
got,
best.
You got the Einstein thing going?
Look, I went to bed with a bottle, and I just woke up, and magically there was a bottle next to me, all right?
I guess it works.
It really does.
Hopefully this is going to be a good show. I don't know, though.
There's a lot of bad nerd news out there today.
We have a lot of movie news today.
Yeah, we do.
Devin is here. He's behind the control panel, controlling the show again.
Look at him.
I'm going to try not to yell, because I do...
You yell all the time yell anyway. A lot.
My voice fluctuates.
You know what you could do?
From like super high to
on
like
Sunday,
kind
you
of
could dumb. Yell in cheering for the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Right. Yes,
so
it
I
is.
I was listening to ourselves, so I heard us three times. One from the echoes from what you're hearing now, one from you guys normally, and then I heard the intro again from listening to YouTube. So I was like, way from everybody.
You should probably just take those headphones.
Oh. That's why it's on my
You're going to be way too confused, especially when people are trying to talk to you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, I'm now just looking at this. This is muted, so everything's good, so I'm happy.
So it is Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, it is.
And Joe's Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Hi.
And as much as I'm happy for you, Joe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I still fucking hate the Eagles.
I mean, I think the Cowboys are shit too.
Devin, we have sound. You can hear it on the headphones.
I'm making sure for YouTube.
That the same as the YouTube people, Devin. You are now a YouTube.
I don't know what I'm listening to.
You are the YouTube people.
I was not listening to YouTube.
It's okay. Devin has been traumatized in the past because we've had
in the past.
We've had no so many technical difficulties with sound.
I'm still in it.
That's
I'm like
true.
The movie Castaway still, but I'm in only in the ocean part looking for Wilson still.
Would we you like have
Ant-Man to be your Wilson
or Rumham.
From him. We have a great show. I think we have a great show. We'll see if it's
you
great.
You keep saying
know.
That.
We're going to talk a lot about... So we're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, but it's going to be more about the Super Bowl trailers that we are getting. And there are a lot. We're not really going to talk about the Super Bowl except for how much I want the Eagles
to win. Can you say that sentence again?
How much the Eagles to
win.
Lose. Win. Yeah, lose.
Win.
And
thank
we
you.
Do have... we have a lot of video game news this week. Some
cry.
Good, some bad, some video game movie news that came out.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll start the show with some good but not good news. I don't know. This could actually be an awesome or lame topic. Red Dead Redemption 2 got pushed back.
Yeah, that's what I expect, though. It's Rockstar.
I know.
When you hear Rockstar and you hear a new game, it's like release date. It's like, so 2 years from now.
They
from
always
that date,
push shit back.
They always will.
They did release some screenshots.
Yeah.
And it looks beautiful.
And I'm certain it was pushed back because of the multiplayer part to it, not because of the story.
If you ask Scott, he thinks it was pushed back because of the holiday season.
Isn't it coming out?
It's coming out in October now, I think.
Oh, okay.
And before it's coming out,
which like kind of makes sense, but I don't know.
Like in March, it had nothing. It wasn't going up against anything.
Red Dead Redemption is, but it's going to like it's gonna kick ass.
Oh, it's
how many people are gonna?
I thought it was coming out in April.
Even in April,
God of War was coming out.
Oh please, who's gonna buy God of War over Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah, no.
It's different audiences, man. It's like.
Right. Yeah, it is completely different. So if you're going to buy God of War, you might not just buy Red Dead Redemption anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm saying, you're comparing bread and apples here.
Bread and apples. Apple pie is good.
Apple pie is delicious.
I mean, I think it's good because I want to finish the game.
Yeah.
If it's not done, why put it out?
Exactly.
You know? Which, by the way, Scott is... hurt his elbow, which is why he's not here today.
Yeah, tennis elbow.
And, yeah, tennis elbow. But yeah. He doesn't play tennis.
No. But it happened.
Babbitt.
I was sick last week. Devin, can you lower the... I can hear myself.
That's just you, though.
Hit that mute button on top. Nope, it's actually on the... Nope, it's on the computer. On the computer. Not in the computer.
Oh.
Yeah. There you
go. Oh, whoa, that's so freaky.
Okay.
That
freaked me out. Apple computers are freaky, man.
So I was sick last week, which is why we weren't live. I had a terrible stomach virus.
I was at NXT, so I didn't care.
Throwing up all week was not good.
I was watching wrestling shows and cheering for my favorite wrestlers.
What did you guys think of the Royal Rumble?
I thought it was probably the best Rumble we've had in the 10 years.
I didn't watch it.
It was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, you would probably watch it and not be a wrestling fan.
Yeah. Trish Stratus came back.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And she looks good for 40.
She's really good.
She's for like 41 or something.
Yeah, and Tori Wilson came back and she looked real good.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the only one that was like just okay was probably
Jacqueline.
What?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline came back?
Yeah, Jacqueline came back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Throwing everyone in there.
They did. Right. It's because everyone wanted to come back.
Guerrero's...
Vicky Guerrero came back.
What woman won? The woman's...
Asuka.
don't know that.
The Embers of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know that.
From Japan.
They should have had.
My bae.
They should have had Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus can't. Who's Trish? Who? Why? What run is she going to have?
I don't know.
What storyline does this serve?
All right, moving on. And this is actually a pretty good segue into the next topic.
Apparently.
John Cena.
Yeah, he is.
Is apparently going to play Duke Nukem.
But guys, how could anyone see him? Okay, now that that joke's done, it's an interesting choice. I think he has the jawline for it.
Yeah.
He has the face. Yeah, you gotta give him that. He has
and
the face.
Not Duke Nukem.
No, though. But he can. I think he can. Because that his comedy personality. Yeah.
Brandon, I never.
So.
Yeah, he can.
Here's the thing. I think everyone can do the voice of Duke Nukem, honestly. Steve, give me your best Duke Nukem.
Damn, those alien bastards just shot down my ride.
See, that's a C+ right there, and he's a nobody. I'm pretty sure John Cena can still do and get at least a B.
I don't know.
I'm okay with it. I'm really okay.
Like,
I just want the plot to be.
That's my main thing. Is
what is the plot going to be, though? I know Duke Nukem, you don't have to care about plot, but I mean, for a movie, you kind of have to care about plot.
I mean, I was going to make this my matter of opinion topic, but I don't think it carries that much weight to be a matter of opinion topic. Yeah. So I'm just going to talk about it. I don't think Duke Nukem can be a good movie.
Yeah, I don't think he can either.
What could
you would
be
need
a movie so bad that it's good?
No, it's not The Room.
It can. It can. That's the only way it can be good. But they
like
need
Mortal Kombat.
The first one was good.
I mean, it would need to be like a campy. It would need to be like an Evil Dead type of movie.
Yes, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah. And it would need to be over the top, and there would need to be tons of tits, and there would need to be just like, I don't know.
Which it's not going to have.
It's exactly. I feel like they're going to push it for PG-13, and you can't make Duke Nukem PG-13.
John Cena in a rated R movie? Well, he was in Trainwreck.
Wait, he's in a new rated R movie now called Cop Block.
Yeah.
I don't even know
he
what that
did,
is.
Him and like he's a father, and they try to prevent their him and a bunch of other parents try to prevent their daughters from losing their virginity on prom night.
That sounds
awesome. No, but if you watch the trailer, John Cena like kills it in all.
Really,
he does.
And... Well, I mean, if you're a really good wrestler, you're really just a really good actor. Well, not really. Look at The Rock.
Yeah, that's buddy.
Hulk Hogan. Jim...
Suburban.
What in Suburban Commando? I was frozen.
Mr. Mom. Wasn't that Hulk Hogan? Wasn't he a Mr. Man?
And what was that? The Three Ninjas?
The scene in Rocky 3.
And the Three
He was in Rocky 3.
And the Three Ninjas.
Well,
fourth
Thunder
movie?
Lips, right?
Thunder Lips, yeah.
Thunder Mountain or whatever it was called. Dragon Mountain? I don't remember.
It was Three Ninjas, man. Come
yeah, on. It was a good movie. I don't care.
You guys ever see Surf Ninjas?
No.
It was bad.
Three Ninjas is amazing.
It was like the honestly, it was like the direct-to-DVD Three
Ooh.
Ninjas.
No, that was Three Ninjas 2. Awesome. Wait, no, Three Ninjas Kickback was really good. Awesome. What am I saying?
Like debut in acting.
Okay, let's move on. Next topic. That was our topic of John Cena.
It's so good. We just went everywhere else but John Cena.
I just don't think that...
It's going to be what it's going to be, and nothing can save it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a new video game.
Gearbox will never do that.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't know. I don't
Italian,
know.
We haven't got one of those in years.
We haven't. I mean... Duke Nukem hasn't had a good video game in, I don't know, ever. So
Duke Nukem 3D?
Duke Nukem 3D was pretty good. I even played, like, the shitty PS1 games,
oh,
which
God.
Were, like,
yeah.
bad, but they were still enjoyable. Okay, so what do I have on here? Black Panther, first impressions came out. We actually, I don't know why I split, there's, like, two Black Panther topics, so we'll just combine them.
Mm-hmm.
The first impressions came out, obviously, again, it's positive. We're hearing... It's the best Marvel movie.
Don't we hear that with
we hear this
every
all time.
Marvel movie?
Every Marvel movie.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for it still. I'm also a huge Marvel fanboy.
It looks different a little bit, and I hope that it stays different. Because even in the trailer, I wasn't laughing as much as I did in other trailers.
The villain, Warmonger, is still the fucking same old black, like, same old Marvel copy-paste.
I'm a good guy, you're a bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's evil Black Panther.
The only one that was different to me was Doctor Strange, because it's like, I'm fighting that. And you're like, whoa.
Well, Cassilius was evil Doctor Strange.
But Dormammu was the real bad guy.
Yeah, but he was in it for like a second.
Yeah.
No, he
stole
Ironmonger, so he'd like to be on that.
That's true.
Donner!
Donner! Built it in the cave with Bob
Scrap! And also, there's rumors going around that DC fans are attempting to sabotage the Black Panther release with a really bad viewer score on Rotten Tomatoes.
The only fans that can pull this off are Philadelphia fans themselves.
Scott had made sure to say this, that the guy isn't a DC fan, but he's just some guy who does this stuff.
Not only that, but he also posted a show that DC fans are helping out poor kids by making them see
by helping them go see Black Panther.
Like,
yeah.
Like, wow, is that like the most like? It's like, no, we're not doing the best. Look, we're helping the children. The children we're helping.
Why don't you help the children by making a better Justice League movie?
Listen.
This is just so stupid. I think this is so dumb. Why would... For anyone to just rate something bad just to bring it down...
People do it, though.
I know they do, and it's so dumb and stupid. Like, it's just petty.
You're not part of my my exclusive club that's not really exclusive, so how dare you?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's petty. I think it's dumb. It's dumb to do for anything. And it's the same that goes for the other way. People who would, like...
Marvel vote it to DC.
Yeah, vote it. Wonder not Woman. Just that, but just vote it like Marvel people. Like,
by the way, anyone that votes
who would
poorly
put a 10 on it or something.
On Wonder Woman, you are wrong.
Oh, it's a terrible. Wow. It's a terribly amazing movie. It's an amazing movie.
I wish Scott would see it right now. He'd be like, whoa.
No, it's pretty good. And with that, our last topic in the discussion is that Nintendo is partnering with Illumination, you know, the people who do the Minion movies.
Oh, boy.
To make a Mario movie. Oh. I mean, we got rumors of it, but now it's actually coming. Been.
I would have given this such a lame.
I'm calling right now. Wait until you see all... You think, like, the Minions were bad? Wait until you see all the...
Look,
toads.
Spoiler alert. Mario.
This is... Let's not get too into it, because this is my topic for Matter of Opinion
okay,
this week.
Okay, cool. I'm going to leave it alone, then.
But...
Which also correlates into my topic for Matter of Opinion this week.
You can have it. That's a good segue.
Exactly.
That we'll use Matter of Opinion.
Watch our shows.
I'll just say this. It's going to make a shit ton of money.
Of course it is.
What.
I think
yeah.
It's going
to... No matter what.
I think it's good. I'm very excited. I've been saying it for years. That Mario, or just Nintendo in general, needs to do these, like, CG...
No. Do we get the Velociraptor back?
Type movies. I hope not.
Can we?
No.
Can we just CG a Velociraptor as Yoshi?
Yeah, Yoshi. Yeah, there we go. We're gonna save some of that, but for the show that's coming out later this week. But I think it's awesome. I'm excited. I can't wait for like an on screen cartoon Mario movie.
I'm indifferent, as I am with everything Nintendo.
Yeah, I know. So with that, let's get into trailer talk. And we only really had one trailer this week, and
that's
it was Ant-Man versus the Wasp. Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
I mean, he does that eventually.
Yeah, I guess. But then we have like a ton of trailers that are probably going to be coming out for the Super Bowl, and a ton of rumored trailers too. So that's going to be what we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk about what we want to see, what we think we're going to see.
Remember, watch them on Sunday, people.
And
watch the Eagles beat the Patriots. Go Eagles.
And then lose the Patriots after
halftime. Oh, Joe, you have so much hope.
I do. What else? They made it. What else can I do?
Lose. That's the only thing they can do.
So we got an Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer. Did you guys
go
see
over there
it?
And punch yeah, Devin so real fast?
Joe, did you watch the Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer?
I did, actually.
What did you guys think?
I thought it was neat.
I thought it was nice.
I didn't think...
You know what my favorite part of the trailer was? When Hank Pym shrinks the building and then uses it as a suitcase. I was like, that's pretty good.
See, I want to bring that up. Who designed that?
Probably Hank Pym.
Because someone said, hey... We're making this huge building, but can you make it so you pull out these two giant iron things so it looks like a giant carrying case that you walk around? It's like, that's a weird...
Well, maybe they made it as like a model first, and then...
No, Ant-Man and the Wasp is a crossover for the new Zoolander movie where Derek Zoolander makes a building that looks like a suitcase.
What is this, a building for Ant-Man?
This building needs to be at least
that's the right
seven
size.
Times bigger. For children.
That's really the only thing I took away from that trailer. Yeah. That and that, like, he got big again. And I do remember, I think they were driving and the car got smaller. And then, like, it got bigger and flipped over. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And
he's definitely got some imagination, like, fights with it. Which they did have with the first one, but I feel like they didn't as much.
I think they're really getting into, like they're really using that shrinking power.
Yeah.
To the extreme in this one.
Yeah,
whereas
they should.
Yeah.
Instead of just being
on.
In shrinking all the time and doing a fight, it's going in and out is going to make it more interesting.
Yeah. So
like, at the very end, like, made, like, that giant Pez, like, by tossing the guy on a motorcycle.
Yep.
Clever.
Yeah. That's how you can
like,
do,
they
can, like...
we don't have anything to throw at them. Like, yes, we do. We have a giant...
We have anything,
a
basically.
Machine.
Let me get a pebble. Now it's a boulder.
It looks good.
That's another thing. I always question, like, how the science in Ant-Man works. It's either, it weighs this much, or it doesn't weigh that much.
Because you toss it when it weighs nothing.
Yeah.
And then use it.
And then you make it big.
Yeah, but when Ant-Man's small, he punches like a normal punch.
No, he punches harder than a normal punch.
Yeah.
But how's it different from
the Oh, they explained thing? It in like one
yeah.
No, they didn't.
Word.
No,
they yeah, didn't. They did. They were actually, like, if you hit too fast, you'll kill someone.
Which
but
he
you
does,
can't
which,
make a love test.
That's really small.
Which Scott Lang does do in the comics.
But then he becomes giant, man. He's not as strong as he was normally. He's like even more stronger.
Yeah.
Because he's big.
So what's the difference with me?
It's like, science magic, Devin. I don't know.
That's the thing. I want my science magic to make sense.
Ask Hank Pym. He knows.
I will.
Ask Marvel.
He developed
Ask Jack suit. Kirby. Did he write it?
All right. So here are some trailers
ask
that were...
Stan Lee. He's in a hospital.
Here's some trailers that we're probably going to get. He's actually out of the hospital.
Yeah, he's fine.
And some trailers that were rumored to get. So, the next Mission Impossible. This is six?
Six or seven?
Seven.
Seven?
One, two, three. Ghost Protocol?
Yeah, Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation.
This six. Is six. Which I've only seen one and two, and...
I've seen all of them.
What's the one where he dives into the...
The doves? Because it's two.
No.
Into the machine where he can't breathe?
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
That's Ghost Protocol.
That's Ghost Protocol? All right, I saw that one. I didn't see Rogue Nation. That one was pretty good, actually. Yeah. Because I was like, I didn't really want
to
watch
it.
And then I was like, oh, okay.
That's when they had the office. They had another hit team after them. That was Ghost Protocol.
Okay. I don't remember. I just remember being semi-impressed. I just don't like Tom Cruise.
As a person?
As a person.
Kind of both.
I like him as an actor or despise him as a human being.
Well, everyone doesn't like him as a human being.
I mean, I would hope so.
I just can't take him seriously anymore, you know?
He does still his all of his action stuff, though. Like, all of his
yeah, he does all his stunts, so I guess you gotta respect him for that.
Mm-hmm. So does Jackie Chan.
So does Jackie Chan.
So we're probably gonna get another trailer for that. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm probably not gonna watch it anyway.
Well, we're gonna get a real trailer. Like, the first trailer we saw was just him walking out of the building. That was really it.
Yeah. And then it's rumored we're gonna get a Star Wars story trailer.
I am not excited.
I'm happily mild about this.
I'm hot. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Devin. I'm not like really excited for it.
Maybe it's because of the last few Star Wars movies that's just been like.
Well, Rogue One I thought was really good.
Rogue One was good until the end. The rest of Rogue One was not that.
What are you
good.
Talking about? The end was the best part.
That's what I'm saying. That was the only good part.
Oh. No, the rest of the movie was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
Listen. I'm just gonna get into the one part. This creature is going to destroy your mind, and you're not going to be able to come back from it. 5 minutes. I am the pilot. I am the pilot. I am the pilot. I am the pilot. Hey, guys, I'm the pilot. I can fly us anywhere. Ha ha. Watch me zip out this one-liner. Now I'm going to go fly this ship to the other side of the galaxy. No problem. I was mind-fucked in the beginning of this film, remember?
I didn't remember. It destroyed my mind, and I forget.
See?
And then people still have their disagreements with episode
Now watch
seven.
As I swig this bottle.
Yeah.
Episode 8, rather.
Yeah, and I think that Last Jedi, I didn't think it was great, but I also didn't think it was terrible.
I'm just saying, like, it's feeling more not as epic as people want it to be.
I'm thirsty.
It's just not as epic as people want it to be. Like,
no, there was some missteps in it. I was expecting it to be a lot better than it actually was.
Everyone was probably expecting it to be the Empire of the movie.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, you don't want it to be like Empire, even though it kind of was like Empire, because it's the same thing, the bad guys are in cruise control right now. But, I mean, the Emperor dying... If you call him the
Snoke?
Emperor Snoke, you know.
Which yeah, and the way he died.
Look, all that matters is if in the third move, in right, the final
so
one.
So we weren't really doing the show when this came out, so no one knows, like, our real thoughts on this. But,
oh,
like,
yeah.
6 out of 10.
I just think that, like...
Average at best.
It made The Force Awakens so much better.
And you don't want to do that.
But The Force... I don't know. I thought... Like, I came out of that, and I was just like, wow, The Force Awakens was really good because of this movie. Because The Force Awakens created all this mystery. Because
you don't get a B+, like, a B-rated sci-fi director to direct Star Wars.
Well, yeah, and you go from J.J. Abrams to that. And, like, it's like, you come out of The Force Awakens, like... Who is Rey's parents? Who is Snoke? What's going on?
But
what happened to Luke's... And then the next one, they're just like, it's nothing.
But you know what? I like that Rey's parents are nothing because I didn't want to tie into it. I wanted to be like, you're just some fucking kid,
bro.
Yeah,
but then they just kill off Snoke. And, like,
that was the other thing. It's like, Snoke, yes, I do not use the Force. I am a scholar of the Force. I do nothing else. I cannot teach you the ways. I can only, I can't show you them. I can only read them to you. And this would be, I got fucking Force powers! You just ruined what they said in the...
They ruined everything from the first one.
And then you ruined Finn.
6-1. 7-1.
You ruined Finn by just having him do absolutely nothing and...
Well, they ruined Finn by keeping him alive.
No, he could have stayed alive and, you know, not done this casino bit because it did nothing for him.
Yeah, well, that... And also, if he did sacrifice himself, it would have made the movie better.
And then the whole thing with Pope, that was just kind of pointless.
Yeah,
it was like, oh, we just wanted you to trust us. It's like, I'm in the rebellion, dude.
Yeah.
Why would, like, what is this?
All of Finn's arc in that movie, you could have not done it and gotten the same amount of work done.
Here we are, month and a half later.
And
review
still
of Star Wars.
Enjoy it.
We did it. Spoilers. After we talked about it.
We're going to edit this now.
Jurassic World! The Lost Kingdom? Is that what it's called? I don't even know.
No. The Jurassic World, Kingdom, the Jeff Goldblum.
I think it's the Lost Kingdom.
It's just the Jeff Goldblum.
Life finds a way.
Yes.
We might get a trailer for that. We already got one. I didn't think it was great. I also didn't think Jurassic World was that good either.
Agreement.
Thank you.
The first trailer for Jurassic World, it just seemed too much.
It looks poopy.
Yeah, it looks dumb.
It could be. I'm just saying, it could be good. It could be good. I could be wrong, but it just seems like the island is.
I don't even remember it.
Down.
Let me tell you a story.
Yeah. Oh, the island's blowing up. That's right.
Yeah.
The island is exploding. We have to save the dinosaurs.
Yeah. So let me tell you a story of when I went to go see Jurassic World. So me and my friend Borg went to go see it, and we got there an hour late because I misread the movie times.
Mm-hmm.
We got in there, and it started when the dinosaurs finally started killing stuff, and I'm like,
okay.
And then we walked out there, and I'm like, you know what? I think that first hour they missed was completely pointless because I didn't feel anything from the second hour.
So
we missed nothing.
Did you miss when the dinosaur actually escaped for the stupidest reason ever?
Yes. I'm glad I did.
I still love that reason.
Oh, he's not in the cage. Really? Okay, let's go inside. Why don't you just wait? To make sure he's really not in the cage.
Hey guys, what? Can he camouflage?
They didn't know that.
Bummer.
They just forgot about they put chameleon genes in there.
Yeah.
How many genes did we put in here? Dude, you don't want to know, alright? I think it's probably got some.
You said put in everything and so look cool.
Wait,
do you know what that means in science world? Danger!
Mostly.
Does it always land on its feet? You gave it cat genes?
So we might get it.
Controls other dinosaurs too.
We might get a Jurassic World trailer. Westworld season 2 is rumored. I still haven't
watched season
1. Excited
because Westworld is amazing.
It's a really good show.
You won't watch it?
I've watched it.
I won't watch the first
episode. I know everyone tells me to watch it, but there's so many things that I have to watch.
Yeah, but this is gonna be like the Breaking Bad to tell people. You know, it's like
I know.
Have you seen Breaking Bad? You gotta watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I know.
This is Westworld. It's literally that.
I've heard. Altered Carbon comes out today.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm
is that
intrigued.
Netflix show?
Yes. It's like the Blade Runner Netflix show. It's not Blade Runner, but like actually I think it's based off of the books.
Yeah.
The Philip K.
All I have to say is I finally watched The End of the Effing World and that was really good.
I heard that was good.
It was really good.
Yeah. That's about the kid with the girl.
The kid who is like I want to become a serial killer. I'm gonna kill someone. The girl's like, I wanna date you, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Great coming of age story.
I heard that was good. I watched American Vandal.
How was it?
Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
It's a mockumentary about the kid that draws a bunch of dicks on cars, and he says that he didn't do it, but he's a known dick drawer. And then there's this whole like investigation of who drew the dicks, and it's all these kids in high school, and it was good. I thought it was good.
A lot of people, like, I talked to people at work, they thought it was the stupidest thing ever. Like, they just couldn't get it.
You know, I didn't even know it was coming out.
You have to get it. Like, it's not real. You have to realize that it's not.
Obviously, they know it's not real, I just think, like, they just couldn't get grasp of humor.
I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
pretty funny. Check it out. American Vandal. And also, we are rumored to get the Cloverfield sequel, which now is also being rumored as a Quiet Place, maybe. And there's three. Well, Devin told me, and I'm taking Devin's word on it.
I looked up
that the movie A Quiet Place might be Cloverfield 3.
Yes.
It also had the working title God Particle, and it also
might become
Cloverfield Station.
Also might become a Netflix series.
God Particle sounds like it'd be more the sequel to Chronicle than it would Cloverfield.
I don't know. Cloverfield is a very strange series.
It's JJ, but you can take, like, for every single one, so yes, this could be it. Like, you can see A Quiet Place, that could be it.
It could be any movie.
Exactly. It could be 50.
It's like, oh yeah, it comes out next week.
50 Shades of Grey 3.
50 Shades of Grey 3, Cloverfield 3.
Yeah.
Cloverfield 4, 3, 4.
It's like dancing in the Cloverfield. Like, oh!
And what did you guys think of the last one?
I thought it was good, but the whole different aliens.
10 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah.
Yeah. The ending parts with the different aliens.
Same.
That's what confused me, because like, okay, now there's even more aliens.
It's the same as with the first Cloverfield. I really liked it in the beginning and the middle, and then I just didn't like that ending.
I didn't like the first one. I liked it. But I liked 10 Cloverfield Lane. And I liked the ending.
Did you not like the first one because it was a little shaky cam?
I don't know. I just thought it was like
overhyped. Blair Witching it. Blair Witching it's kind of dumb.
Well, that's the thing. It brought back the Blair Witching.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Blair Witch tried to come back.
I only saw it once, though. I only saw it once, and I should probably watch it again.
Yeah.
I have it, if you want to rewatch it.
I'll rewatch it eventually. I don't know. The second one, though, was just...
Like,
I thought it was a good movie.
I remember I showed you that video of, like, all, like, the tie-ins to, like, the movie. Like, it's, like, the hidden, like, tie-ins. It's, like, where they found the first monster, and that the first guy's job was from that place. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all, like, the weird, like,
it's a very interesting series.
It's an interesting series, but you gotta, like, stupidly look deeper into it. Like, there's even, like, one girl in the first Cloverfield movie, like, just in the party. Like, you just see her pass out. She's actually dead because of a chemical imbalance in her system that her boyfriend got from a company that found the Cloverfield monster. You never would have found out that shit unless you dug deeper in that crap.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. We have a couple more trailers. Incredibles 2 is going to get a trailer. I never saw the original Incredibles. I know. Kill me.
No, it's just, it's too late for me to be excited.
You think so?
It's too late for me, personally.
That it's not them in the future-esque. It's not like them older. It's just literally taking right after where they left off.
So literally the Underminer shows up?
Yeah.
Oh my freaking God.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Just be a 5-minute villain.
So they beat like the big villain, and then this guy comes up, I am the Underminer, and he like comes up from the ground with a giant drill machine, and he has an old mining outfit, and he's okay. Just like, I hate this.
And then that's it, and then that's it.
That's how, yeah. Like, and it shows like all of them like, yeah.
5 minutes.
And then we have Infinity War's probably going to get another trailer. It's probably just going to get a TV spot, though.
I don't think it'll be anything. Breaking Chris Evans' neck. The trailer.
I don't think it'll be anything big. And then, rumored, possible Deadpool 2 trailer.
It's close to it. So why not?
And we only got one trailer.
Oh, it's not on Fox, though.
We got a Venom trailer, too.
That was rumored, too, wasn't it?
Rumored.
Do we know if it's going to be an R?
It is going to be an R.
It's officially an R.
Still dumb.
I still don't like it. You know why? Because it's not Venom and Carnage.
No. All the Simba spawns are the villains. Like Shriek? Yeah. And like all that. There's like six of them, right?
Why is Venom being an anti-hero already? Make Venom the bad guy first, then you introduce Carnage because he's the fucking greatest of all time.
And then he has to team up with Spider-Man
to take down Carnage.
Exactly. I know.
From DC, how to make
print it, sell it. That's how it's done.
That's all.
Perfect movie. Just take the Maximum Carnage storyline.
Yeah, freaking do it. Even the storyline from like the first Spider-Man game on PS1.
Except you can't. You can't do it because that was a good game.
It was
because you can't do that because Marvel doesn't want to do Venom or Carnage.
I can understand because Carnage in one of the comics
because knowing Marvel, it's like we make bad versions of other guys except for Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, because Carnage is a literal serial killer. In one comic, he took Spider-Man, sat him down, and went, "Hi, this is Gwen Stacy," and he tore her to shreds in front of him.
Yeah, he's fucked up. He kills a lot of people.
Green Goblin also killed Gwen Stacy too. We still saw that shit.
No, Spider-Man killed Gwen Stacy.
Still.
All right, we're gonna change things up a bit. Get to everyone's favorite segment.
Steve's favorite segment.
What is Steve's. Your guys' favorite segment? If this isn't your favorite,
talking about just to spite you.
It's just news.
That's great news.
Yeah. We only have one topic for Awesome Merlin. And it is that the New Mutants, this is actually an old topic. We were going to talk about this last week, but because I was sick, it didn't happen.
And also, now
I hope that we're live next week. However, I'm sending my computer for repairs tomorrow. And I hope I get it back by Friday. If we don't, stay tuned.
R.I.P.
Because we might not be going on next week. Anyway, all right. Enough of that little break there. New Mutants is no longer going to be R. It did get pushed back. Now it's going to be PG-13. Joe, is this awesome or is this lame?
Oh, man. The New Mutants movie is coming out. Is it? It is. Is it? We're not sure. Oh, what about now? Well, you know, we're going to try out Inhumans on ABC first. How'd that go? Ooh, let's bring out the New Mutants now. Rated R? No, PG-13. Wait, why are we changing that?
Well, Inhumans had nothing to do with
I know. I just like being a jerk. It's lame. I'm sorry. I was excited for a rated R movie with more mutants because I would have liked to see their powers at their full potential. And now we're going to get the same watered-down, cheesy Marvel movie that we've probably got in this
entire. But Fox still has control over it.
Fox still has control, but Fox hasn't shown aptitude with Marvel properties unless it's Deadpool.
And didn't...
Fox doesn't care.
Didn't Disney buy them out anyway?
Yeah, but it didn't...
It's not coming through until next year. It's not going to go through
until, until there. So Fox still can, like... I think they just don't care anymore.
Oh, no, they're still just going to, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So I actually.
A good thing if you think about it. It's like, do whatever you want.
I wouldn't be surprised if the movie just never came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if it just was
just like Gambit and.
Gambit.
And, yeah, like Gambit.
Even though it's like done, basically. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it just
never ends came up on out. The cutting room floor.
Yeah. I'm gonna also go lame, but I still don't know how I feel about this movie because.
Gump's segment's awesome or lame.
It's
damn right, Gump. It is
Gump. Don't
awesome or lame. Best segment. Too bad we only have one topic today.
Don't do that. No, I have another topic just for fun.
Well, hold on, because we're still on this topic.
I know.
So I forget my point now. I think
it wasn't good.
I think it's lame, and I think that
it's poopy.
Poop. I'm skeptical on the whole New Mutants thing. I'm interested, but skeptical because I don't know how well a horror.
How did Runaways do?
I don't know. I haven't watched or heard anything about it.
I heard it got like a second season already.
Well, a lot of shows
get. I don't use Hulu, so.
Yeah,
Agent Carter got a second season, Joe.
Inhumans didn't.
And people are still calling for Agent Carter to come back, by the way, if you troll the comments.
Who watches that crap?
Feminism?
No, but even if it's feminism, you have to realize the show's just bad.
It's a bad show.
It's a bad show.
Joe.
Show bad.
When there's a cause.
Bad show.
You go 100% and look at show. Doubts.
I'm gonna say it real dumb. Show bad show. That's it.
Cloak and Dagger looks
all right.
Interesting.
It's on Freeform.
Yeah.
What the hell is a Freeform?
I don't know. I'm not gonna watch.
We got all these new things like Vevo and Freeform. I hate these things.
Just make them. Let's stream it.
Just stream it on Netflix easy. Or something, or just put it on the.
Which like you could do with
heck, make it YouTube Runaways. Red. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Netflix.
That's for like the real. That's for like the Z list. Characters.
Yeah.
Like combo man.
I'm still waiting for Jessica Jones season 2. If that's all I'm waiting for.
There's rumors we might get a trailer. I don't think we're... So, I saw on like one of the sites, research sites we were looking at today, Jessica Jones 2 might get a trailer for Super Bowl. That's not going to get a trailer for Super Bowl.
I mean, if it did,
I really,
they're not spending money...
Now, that's a topic. That's awesome.
For Jessica Jones season 2 trailer for Super Bowl.
The news comes on, and there'll be the commercial after the news.
Yeah, it'll be... No, they won't.
This is your evening 9 o'clock update.
Devin...
Yes.
Even though you're not a host today, awesome or lame, New Mutants 2, PG-13.
To be honest, I never knew what New Mutants are, but I'm just assuming it's just X-Men Light.
Basically.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys.
It's like C-list X-Men.
Great.
Getting their spotlight.
Yeah.
Who's the C-listers? I mean, because I can think of like...
Cannonball is one of them.
Cannonball,
I
don't know who that is.
Colossus' sister, Magic.
Okay.
Wow.
That's...
All right.
I didn't know
he had a sister.
Who does Maisie Williams play? I don't even remember.
I don't even care.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But those are two off my head.
Yeah.
There's more.
No, think about it. If you think of like some of like the terrible like X-Men people like Jubilee and...
she has a new name, I think.
No. Does she? In the comics?
Yeah.
I'm just saying though, like those are X-Men.
Yeah.
Those should be more in the Inhumans category. So we make fireworks.
You mean... The New Mutants category? You said Inhumans.
Inhumans category.
Inhumans are different from X-Men, please and thank you.
I really don't.
So my awesome or lame topic.
Joe, hit me with your awesome or lame topic.
I'm bringing back the XFL.
Oh, that's a good topic.
Football.
That is a really good, and it's a good topic for this week, too, because the Super Bowl's coming up. All right, Joe. That was awesome. And that topic is awesome. I'm excited.
How are you excited for
it? How can you not be?
It's Vince McMahon literally just pushing, not saying I'm not showing my political allegiance. It's literally him showing so much political allegiance. Trump, there will be no kneeling at the flag.
Oh, I know.
No ex-convicts will be playing. Then how are you get Johnny Manziel, Vince? You want to be the face of your fucking XFL? How the fuck are you going to get a fucking convict to be the part of your fucking chain?
Sorry, for nerds that don't watch sports.
Or wrestling.
Which is sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not professional wrestlers anymore. We're sports entertainers.
But I'm going to talk about this for a second.
Yeah, no, let's go.
I understand what Vince McMahon is doing. Yeah. I understand that he's only capitalizing on this because of what's going on in football and because so many people boycotted it.
And Trump is his friend.
And he's friends with Donald Trump. I also am not technically saying that I'm for or against anything. Like, I don't really care what people do. However, I do love the XFL.
No. It was one season.
When it was one season, I watched the entire season. They had a New Jersey team, so I rooted for them. That's fine. Actually, I would prefer less. I would prefer 8. 2 months. 2 months of football.
Now, no storylines like they were in the XFL.
No, there's no gimmicks. It's an actual league.
This is stupid. I need my gimmicks.
I have a New York New Jersey Hitmen hat. I hope they come back. I hope they come back so I can wear it. Because I will rock that shit. It's an awesome hat.
You know who's the star wide receiver of that team? Terrell Owens.
I'd be about it.
Pascal Burris can join play football again now. Hey, look at that.
They're going to get a bunch of washed up people and people that just aren't good.
Vince even talked about Tim Tebow.
You know who's not joining? Colin Kaepernick.
Of course he's not. Even though he did nothing. He's not a convict.
If he was invited, he would say no.
But, yeah, I'm going to go awesome. I can't wait for the XFL to come back. It's going to be great.
Stupid. Not going to lie, I also kind of think this is awesome.
It's going to be great.
I'm literally pissed that we have to wait 2 more years for this. I kind of
wish it was happening like tomorrow.
Oh my god. No, this is great. I don't care that he like literally took away $175 million from the WWE and went, fuck my own company, I'm making the XFL.
You kind of have to.
Also, rumors to go along with this, he might be selling it to Fox, the WWE. So now Fox will own WWE.
Really?
And if that because of this, if the XFL does well and they don't have a lot of money now because of what he just did, he literally took away like a lot, like a million shares of his own company and sold it to make this.
Well, that's also why I'm interested in it, because he's putting his own money into this. Like, whereas before,
he's funding all the teams. Yeah, he owns all of them.
He's funding everything. So if he fails, it's on him. And he even said that. He's like, if it fails, it's on me. But the other thing is, the XFL isn't going to blow up 1 year.
No, it's not. It's going to have to take a couple years.
And I know, again, this isn't really like our fan base here, so I'm sorry that we're talking about this, but I do want to make one more point. The XFL failed back then because it was going on network TV. The world is very different now.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be on TV. You can survive with it just streaming off of like Twitter or off of its own Facebook website.
WWE is doing with the Mixed Match Challenge.
Exactly.
He can just implement it again with this.
So it's definitely not going to last one season and be done.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen. It's going to survive. I don't know how long it's going to survive. It'll never touch the NFL in terms of like ratings or anything like that. But it'll be around for a bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll be somewhat profitable. And but I can't wait.
I'm more excited, because they're saying like literally.
What is their Super Bowl called in the XFL?
I forget what they named what it was. It was so long ago. I remember who won.
I'm just curious.
The LA Extreme won. I remember that.
Fuck LA.
I think they I forget who they faced.
Not us.
No.
Not the New Jersey
Hitmen. Birmingham Bolt, maybe? I think. Yeah, the New York New Jersey Hitmen were like the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
They were bad.
I was just joking.
They were really bad.
I was just calling the Jersey Junkies just for
the Jersey Junkies. No. New York New Jersey Hitmen. I was also a huge Bret Hart fan, so I was like, yes, and they're from New Jersey, and their color was blue, which is my favorite color.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Cowboy lover.
No, awesome. More Giants, really.
Okay, so I think that's awesome. Devin's going lame, obviously.
It's so stupid, he's going to lose so much more money and ruin everybody.
Well, I mean, because they're saying he stayed in the WWE, and they're making all the moves towards the sale as well. This goes in with that literally the WWE could have a new owner. I know no one probably cares that's listening to this, but that's really interesting to me.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
It would probably be Shane McMahon, wouldn't it?
No.
No, it would be
Triple H is right now the person favored to take over.
Okay.
Of course, with his wife, Stephanie, because she is a McMahon.
Yeah.
Shane would still be kept inside the company because of how important he is to the storylines and everything going on, how he can draw for matches still.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, though, like, it really brings to mind, like, if Fox takes over this, everyone's already making the jokes like, oh, is there a Muslim wrestler? Because he ain't going to be there.
So he'll be the bad guy.
It'll be very... He already is. His name is Jinder. He's the modern-day Maharaja, and we all love him but hate him.
Don't hinder the Jinder.
All right, we've got 2 factor crap topics.
Oh, boy.
And then we're going to jump into the mailbag. What the hell is
it? I don't think there's
we don't even care, because we've just been talking.
Yeah, whatever. This is actually, we got 10 minutes left of the show. Well, for an hour. Technically, we can go till whenever the hell we want.
Yeah.
Who's in the chat? How's the chat looking, Dev?
2 people.
Oh boy, is Chris Pratt here?
No.
Fuck Chris Pratt not being here.
It's just Gump and some awesome guy.
Welcome Gump and some awesome guy.
Real Joe awesome guy, that's who it was.
Oh, Real Joe awesome guy. Alright.
Listen here.
Not unlike fake Joe. Lame guy.
Oh, and Joe, Gump says go Eagles.
Go. You're my new favorite person. I respect you above all others.
He's from that South Jersey where they root for shitty teams. Sorry, Gump.
I mean, at least the team that he's rooting for made the playoffs.
Yeah, go Raiders.
Whatever. And wasn't one and done. Go figure. Whatever. With a backup quarterback.
Whatever. Anyway.
Backup quarterback.
I was going to say something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, because you Because
now I'm just mad.
Yeah, I know. Fact of crap, sir.
Fact of crap. Microsoft was rumored to be purchasing EA, Valve, and PUBG Core. Source, Tech Radar, but also everywhere.
There's no way they're going to be buying out EA.
One of the three. It was rumored that they were going to purchase one of the three.
It's definitely not EA, because EA loves...
Who wants to go first?
I guess Devin.
Devin.
Yeah. All right. One, it's not going to be EA, because EA loves screwing people over and taking their money. They're making so much money doing that alone.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They just brought back the loot boxes back to Star Wars, and people are pissed, and they're like, whoa.
So are you going fact? I mean, you're going crap?
I'm going crap for the EA. What were the other two companies?
Valve or PUBG.
Valve or PUBG Core.
I can see PUBG and also Valve, maybe. I can see.
What is Valve doing, though? Nothing.
Valve isn't doing...
Valve hasn't done shit since Left 4 Dead 2.
Well, they made Steam boxes.
Left 4 Dead 2 is the last game a Valve has made.
I know.
On their own. So tell me, how long ago was that?
No.
I was in high school.
Left 4 Dead 2 came out after Portal 2?
Right? Portal 2 was the last game they made.
Okay, Portal 2 was the last game. Even so, I was in high school? They haven't done shit since I was in high school.
Yeah, I know. Half-Life 3, where are you?
I mean, you can even talk about...
You got Half-Life 2 episode 3.
What about...
No, they were supposed to can that, and it was going to be...
Oh, right. Half-Life we got episode 3. 1 and 2. Never.
And then they were like, no, we're just going to do Half-Life 3. And then it's just like, yeah, we're just not going to do it.
That was dumb.
Our technology is not as good as it used to be, so that's why.
Everyone wants it.
Everyone does.
I also think that most of it's crap. I would actually like to see them purchase EA or... Actually, you know what?
No, I don't want that because then I can't play Madden. Let me play my Madden. I got a PS4.
They'll make it better.
No, they
won't. Yes, they will.
More of Mass Effect?
Microsoft would make Mass Effect better.
No, nothing can make Mass Effect better. Literally just kill it. Set it on fire and never bring it back because Mass Effect Andromeda is the worst steaming pile of crap I played.
It would make PUBG better.
No, people want
I'll agree with that.
You know what they do? They give them a new red fuzzy squirrel game almost every 2 years that's not Conquer.
So, if they were to buy any of the three...
PUBG. And you know what? I'll say fact for that because I think the PUBG company would be stupid to not take that money.
I also agree. I would like to see them buy Valve just to do something with the fucking Valve properties. Give me a Valve game.
The real Joe Awesome says, what, Portal wasn't Half-Life 3?
No, of course it wasn't.
I mean, they took place in the same universe.
Yeah. And Cave Johnson was there, so that's all that matters.
Cave Johnson!
Welcome, astronaut! Welcome, guy we found off of the street! Your
country. I want to play Portal 2 again, just for Cave Johnson.
I never played Portal.
Devin.
What?
There's the door.
We don't even need you right now. Go.
I'm not even in the screen!
Exactly! Go!
Joe?
Yep.
Fact crap.
Fact for PUBG, like I said.
I think it's only fact for PUBG. I don't think EA will sell, and...
I don't think
Valve will sell either. Because Valve still makes a ton of money off of Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't need to do anything.
So, yeah, people just give us...
Because then Microsoft would technically own Steam, wouldn't they?
Yep.
They would own Steam.
That's actually probably why they're looking to buy Valve.
And I don't think Steam is that dumb. I really don't think so. Yeah.
And I think they want to control Steam, if anything.
Oh, you can't control Steam. The people who buy from Steam would stop buying from Steam.
I'm just saying they want to control. I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I'm saying corporate mind.
Last back to crap topic, and less topic for that matter.
Oh, man.
Cloverfield 4. Not 3, 4.
Not Cloverfield Station, not God Particle.
Is rumored to be a World War II movie named Overlord. And is already done filming. What the fuck happened to Cloverfield 3?
Hold on. I would find this amazing.
Fact.
No. Yes, facts as well.
You're both going facts.
I'm going facts because
these people are so fucking crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Know if it's okay. fact or I can fact. See it could okay. be either.
Right? Say fact. Just you know I'm, you want I'm to be
going,
fact.
I'm going to start in the beginning of the first Cloverfield. When that trailer came out, it was just a trailer. Didn't show anything about the title. People were freaking about that. We didn't find out about the name of the title until 5 months later, until it was coming out in 2 months.
Dev, you're so far from your microphone.
Because I'm talking to you. Okay, then 10 Cloverfield Lane happened. We didn't know about this movie until, you know, we saw the trailer. Oh, John Goodman. We love John Goodman. And then at the end, it's like 10 Cloverfield. Like, wait, Cloverfield? Like, that Cloverfield? It's like, yeah, coming in 3 weeks. It's like, 3 weeks? What do you mean 3 weeks? You didn't... We're not prepared for this.
What if they release 4 now, before 3?
No. Here's what. Ready for this?
Even though 4 is a prequel.
No. Ready for this? It's going to be a two-parter.
How can it be a two-parter?
Because it's fucking Cloverfield.
No, but how can it be a two-parter if 4 is a World War II movie?
Here's the thing.
Yes.
They tie into one another.
Ah.
Exactly.
So, like, shit that happens in 4...
It's like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that happens in 4, that repercussion is shit that happens in 3. Mm-hmm. You don't find out about that until 4.
And then you see all the events maybe at the end of 4 that lead to 1, that lead to 10 Cloverfield Lane, and then lead to Cloverfield 3. So / Cloud Particle, / A Quiet Place, / whatever the fuck you want to call it. Just name the movie.
So anyway, I'm considering Cloverfield 3 to come out in 2 months, Clover 4, 3 months. Literally 1 month after each other, and be both in the same theater.
A bold move, Cotton.
And then they'll have
that is a bold move.
No, and then they'll have
a
feature for some.
Want to believe you, but I don't know if I do.
I tell me you can't see that.
I can see it.
You can see it?
I can.
Can you taste it?
Almost.
Almost there, people.
It tastes like water. I don't know if it's good.
I drink
or bad.
Piss. Wait, what?
It's like slush.
I like the taste.
I'm going to go...
You're going to go fact.
I'm going to go fact.
Yeah, you are.
I can't wait for this double feature movie. Part 3 and 4.
Listen. All this...
What if they just release them at the same time?
That's what I'm saying!
It's like Grindhouse. Like, you have to stay for the second one.
That's what I'm saying. For some of them, it's going to be like that.
All right, so my initial thought now is the Cloverfield monster was specifically designed to kill Hitler. Only something of that monstrous proportion.
What if it is Hitler?
I would knock this over if it wasn't full of beer stuff.
He turned into the Cloverfield monster.
And all the little
back in Seagate prison, 1976, Adolf Hitler was experimented on unfairly. He then turned into the Cloverfield monster.
You can see it, right?
Oh no! At the drive-in,
you can see whatever it is.
And then Luke Cage. At Luke Cage season 3. Oh no! At the drive-in, Hitler Cloverfield.
Oh, let's take some mailbag questions. If we got it.
We have gone off of the rails.
The other thing is that we have that our delay is probably like it's probably a good like minute. So by the time they get this, it's gonna be a while. Joe has finished his beer.
Ah.
Alright.
That was a stout. It was delicious.
We still just have 2 people in the chat?
Yeah, it's just Gumpet and the real Joe Awesome Guy.
Why does he keep saying that?
Because that's his whole name.
No, it's not his name. My name is the real Joe Awesome Guy.
Yours is Joe 2.
Eagles fan 1990.
Oh, the freaking Eagles.
Gumpet really wants to see Cloverfield. I'm not sure if he means both.
First one or what one?
I think it's just except for any Cloverfield, honestly.
And funny way to then do the Cloverfield 4 trailer. Get the beginning of Dunkirk trailer and then just show the Cloverfield monster.
I was just about to say, Gump says Cloverfield, Godzilla, and Pacific Rim crossover, possibly.
You know what? That's a movie that we were totally not talking about. It comes out in a month and I'm not excited about Pacific Rim Uprising.
I didn't see the first one.
I'm not excited for Pacific Rim at all. Either.
I didn't see the first one. Not really.
You would like the first
Godzilla
one, probably.
Universe.
Really?
It was just would stupid. It was stupid fun. Eh. It was stupid fun.
Eh.
Do you want to see a thing punch a giant monster in the face? Yes, you do. Do you want to see Charlie Day?
You know what I want to see more than that? Rampage.
Do you want to see Charlie Day be a scientist? Do you want to see Ron
Perlman? You know what also wasn't good? Godzilla. You know what also wasn't that good? I guess it was a little bit better. Kong Skull Island.
I didn't like that movie. You know what movie I did like, though? Shin Godzilla, when it came out in theaters in Hazlitt for like one night, and it was fucking great.
Is that the one that's on Netflix now?
That's the Japanese one.
You should watch that one. It's really good.
Anytime America makes a Godzilla, Japan's like, we can't let
this. Oh, wait, with the suit?
Yeah.
Oh, Okay.
No, and they got the guy. They got
there's an anime Godzilla. Series. Yeah,
also an anime series of Godzilla.
Yeah, that came out of Netflix. The guy who directed Neon Genesis, one of the old like older animes from the 90s, he directed the newer Godzilla film for Japan, and it is amazing.
I'm not a Godzilla fan.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, that was basically
to watch it again.
Okay, that's it for our show. If you don't know, or if you have, if you don't know, then this is Cool Nerd Show.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. And on Sunday,
thank you for watching.
Root for the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's our show. We are live every
Friday ish.
Ish. I hope I wasn't too loud because my voice usually is pretty loud.
And so, I hope I was loud enough.
And then we also release Matter of Opinion, which comes out every week. And it's just a bunch of topics that we talk about in like 10 to 20 minute segments.
Yay.
And then you can download or listen to our full segment of Matter of Opinion, which is the podcast version, which comes out the following week. So check back.
Get that on like iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast
everywhere.
From.
It's everywhere. Just search Cold Nerd Show.
I wonder if I go to Pocket Cast. That's what I have on my phone. I'll find out.
Pocket Cast?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're Pocket Cast. Maybe.
They might just do it.
I don't know. I put us on iTunes, and I put us on Stitcher, and I put us on Google, and we're there. So search for us.
And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Yeah, we're not on Snapchat.
Because we the littest gang out there.
We can follow us everywhere. Thank you guys for watching. Devin, do you know how to end the show?
Yeah, stop streaming, right?
Yep, yeah, that's basically
Holy crap.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.